Hello, and welcome to this Death Penalty Information Center podcast, one in a series in which we discuss issues related to the death penalty in the United States. I am Lisette Pino, an intern at DPIC, and in this edition, I will be discussing the history of the death penalty in Arkansas. The earliest known execution in Arkansas took place in 1820, when Thomas Dickinson was hung for murder. For the next century, hanging remained the sole method of execution used by Arkansas. The sole exception occurred in 1864, in the midst of the Civil War, when Union troops at Fort Smith used the firing squad to execute four Confederate prisoners who had been convicted of murder. Arkansas would abandon hanging in favor of the electric chair in 1913. As has been the case throughout the Deep South in the United States, Arkansas's historical use of the death penalty cannot be divorced from its history of racism and white supremacy. Lynching and capital punishment were often two sides of the same coin. From 1882 to 1962, Arkansas whites lynched at least 463 blacks, including at least 237 black men, women, and children killed by whites during the Elaine Massacre, a two-day murderous rampage that lasted from September 30 to October 1st, 1919. When violence broke out after white agitators tried to disrupt a gathering attempting to unionize black farmers, rumors spread of a black insurrection. The Phillips County Sheriff called for a posse, and mobs of between 500 to 1,000 whites roamed the area, attacking blacks on site. Arkansas Governor Charles Brough called in 500 federal troops, who arrested 250 blacks and reportedly joined in the killings. After the massacre, 12 African Americans were charged with conspiring to murder whites and were sentenced to death. Not a single white person was charged with a crime. From 1930 to 1940, 57 people were executed in Arkansas. Only 14 were white. As University of Arizona professor James Clark has noted, the decrease in lynchings over the course of the 20th century coincides with a steep increase in legal executions of blacks. It is no accident that, from 1913 to 1964, 75% of all people executed under state law in Arkansas were black. By the 1960s, however, support for capital punishment began to decline across the United States. This trend was also evident in Arkansas, where voters elected Governor Winthrop Rockefeller in 1966, despite his opposition to the death penalty. In 1967, Governor Rockefeller declared a moratorium on executions, and 3 years later, he granted clemency to all 15 men on the state's death row and dismantled the state's electric chair. Rockefeller wrote that the reaction to his death penalty stance was decidedly favorable. During Rockefeller's tenure as governor, bills to abolish capital punishment were introduced in the 1967 and 1969 legislative sessions. Both failed. Then, in 1972, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the death penalty in the case of Furman v. Georgia. The backlash against this case was swift, and Arkansas joined more than 35 other states, and in 1973 swiftly passed a new death penalty statute. Soon afterwards, in the 1976 case of Gregg v. Georgia, the Supreme Court ruled that the death penalty was not unconstitutional in and of itself, and it upheld the constitutionality of several of the new death penalty statutes. However, Arkansas did not resume executions until 1990, now using lethal injection rather than electrocution. In 1992, in the midst of a heated presidential election contest, Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton returned to the state to oversee the execution of an intellectually disabled black man named Ricky Ray Rector. After calling an old friend who was a police officer to turn himself in for a previous murder, Rector killed his friend and attempted to commit suicide by shooting himself in the head. Rector survived, but the shot destroyed the frontal lobe of his brain, leaving him severely mentally impaired. On the day of his execution, Rector famously told a guard to save his last meal for later, after his scheduled death. Following public outcry in the state, Arkansas amended its criminal code to create a mitigating circumstance for intellectual disability in capital cases. The Supreme Court would later abolish the death penalty for people who are intellectually disabled in the 2002 case of Adkins versus Virginia. Like several other states, Arkansas has recently struggled to obtain lethal injection drugs. A nationwide shortage of sodium thiopental, one of three drugs traditionally used in executions, began to pose serious problems for death penalty states when European manufacturers refused to allow states to import drugs for executions. In 2011, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration ceased Arkansas' supply of sodium thiopental amid questions about the legality of its provenance. Then, in 2012, the Arkansas Supreme Court struck down the state's capital punishment law as violating its state constitution, because its lethal injection protocol delegated too much authority to the Department of Corrections. The ruling did not invalidate Arkansas's death penalty, but left the state without a lawful way to carry out executions, at least until a new law was enacted. In 2013, the state legislature rewrote Arkansas's lethal injection law, and the Department of Corrections announced its intent to use phenobarbital, a seizure drug, for executions. Phenobarbital had never been used in executions before, and the British company had sold Arkansas the drug, believing it was to be used for medical purposes by the prison hospital. Also in 2013, Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe spoke out against the death penalty, saying he was prepared to sign a bill abolishing capital punishment. That same year, State Attorney General Dustin McDaniel called Arkansas's death penalty system completely broken and recommended either abolishing the death penalty or changing the state's execution method. However, in 2015, Governor Beebe and Attorney General McDaniel, both Democrats, could not seek re-election because of term limits. They were succeeded in office by Republicans, Governor Asa Hutchinson and Attorney General Leslie Rutledge, both of whom support the death penalty. That year, the Arkansas Supreme Court upheld the rewritten lethal injection law, which does not specify what drug is to be used in executions, and Governor Hutchinson set execution dates for 8 inmates. However, the Arkansas Supreme Court stayed all 8 executions to review the constitutionality of a state law that conceals the identity of drug suppliers for executions. The state of Arkansas has not carried out an execution since 2005. The state has executed 27 people since 1976. Thank you for listening to the Death Penalty Information Center's podcast. To view the sources of our information, please consult the transcript for this podcast. For more information on the death penalty, visit www.deathpenaltyinfo.org.